This is all food that's been identified by the food and drink industry as surplus to requirements. So it's food that could have spelling mistakes or cooking instructions errors on the packaging. It could be food that's just surplus due to overproduction. So the food and drink industry donate it to us. It comes in every day, and then we redistribute it out to charities and community groups in the local area.
What would have happened to this food before Fair Share?
Much of the food would have ended up in landfill. So it's not just about tackling hunger, we're also the environmental impact of saving this food going to waste.
Since you've been set up here in Southampton, I think you said you've been around about 18 months, how have you sort of noticed the need for something like this among the community?
Sadly, there is huge need in times of austerity, and there is a huge problem. We've got people who are on 0-hour work contracts who may find themselves falling into poverty. We've got changes in the benefit system. So all these things, people getting sick, is another reason why people sometimes end up having to use food banks and using church soup kitchens to actually be fed. We work with a variety of different organisations. We work with food banks, breakfast clubs, schools, lunch clubs for older people, hospices, soup kitchens, and projects working with vulnerable young people, trafficked women, and those living with mental health, homelessness, AIDS, HIV.
So you've been here for 18 months in Southampton, and you're now expanding. Just tell us why you're moving into the Bournemouth and Poole areas.
There's just huge demand there. We've had lots of inquiries from schools and organisations in Bournemouth and Poole, and with the support of the local borough council, we're now set up, and we've got 9 organisations on board, and we know that there is demand out there, and hopefully we'll grow so we can reach all the need.
Yeah, I know you say there's demand out there. I know that we've spoken to people recently in Bournemouth and Poole about the growing interest in food banks and the number of people who are now having to access these kind of services.
Sadly, it's quite shocking that in the 6th richest country in the world, we still have people in areas we perceive as affluent who are struggling to feed themselves. There's a huge stigma attached to not being able to feed yourself. If you're a mum with kids, quite often you might be concerned that social services would become involved if you can't feed your children. So it's quite a hidden problem. People are often quite ashamed by the fact that they're struggling to feed themselves.
And so going into Bournemouth and Poole as of now, are there hopes to expand further in the future?
We'd absolutely love to expand. We've got plans to be able to go up to Basingstoke, Farnborough, Havant, do more work in Portsmouth. So we really do want to be able to reach anybody or any organisation that's working with vulnerable people.